This is a dictation for Andre Peoples. A-N-D-R-E. Last name is Peoples. P-E-E-P-L-E-S. Date of service is 11. Sorry, date of birth is 11-2-1986. Date of accident 6-15-2025. Date of service is January 11, 2026. The patient is being seen today as a new patient. He's been referred by his physical therapist and his previous pain physician, Dr. Vora Khara. His office is located 40 miles north, and patient report that he is not able to make it. Chief complaints are severe pain in the neck, lower back, headaches, pain in both the elbows, left shoulder, both the hands, numbness and tingling, both knees and both feet. History of a boating accident. The patient was involved in a boating accident, and it happened on June 15, 2025. Their boat was docked on a dock while another boat hit them broadside at a high speed. This happened in Detroit downtown marina, and they were a damage to the front end because the boat collided to the front end, the side, and he fell and he hit his head on the countertop and flew. He came down on his back, injured both his shoulder and both knees. However, there was no laceration, no fractures, no chest trauma, pelvic trauma, no other issues. He didn't pass out. And he doesn't know the speed of the other boat. There was no seatbelt, of course. And there was no airbag either. He didn't pass out. It was not a hit-and-run type event. Police came to the scene. Ambulance did not come to the scene. Patient did not go to the emergency room. He visited his primary care physician on June 16 and 17, who provided medications. Since then, an MRI was ordered for his head, neck, lower back, and elbow, and all were found negative. Then he saw Dr. Vora Khara, and for a few visits, there was no injection, no surgery was done, no spine, spinal cord stimulation device, nothing was provided. Mr. Presenting Illness patient started having headaches which are 6 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, mostly in the front, moderate and severe. They're constant, infrequent, off and on, sensitive to light, sensitive to noise, and they're associated with nausea. So far, they've improved 30% since the day of accident. Now it has been more than 6 months. Additional symptoms of TBI that patient has reported are dizziness, vertigo, which are off and on, loss of balance occasionally. And he has a confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nausea, blood vision, spots in the vision. Didn't have any ringing in the ear, didn't have any loss of vision field, didn't have any taste problem, smell problem, or forgetfulness. No sudden anesthesia, no sleep disturbance, denies any anxiety, depression, panic, no incontinence of the urine or bowel. Moderate difficulty in walking is reported, along with weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, and tingling. Numbness and tingling is reported in all the fingers, both hands only, and both legs, both feet also. All the 10 toes and 10 fingers, which is constant. History of the pain syndrome, patient is affected by beside headache, neck pain, which is 6, upper back pain is 6, lower back pain is 8. Patient has a pain in both the elbows, which is rated around 5. Shoulder pain on the left side is 5. Patient do 130 degrees of abduction with no problem. He can walk one or two blocks. He can sit and stand, but it is painful after 15 minutes. He sleeps for 3 hours. The patient reports of having a pain almost continuously, as throbbing, shooting, sharp, cramping, aching, heavy, tender, tiring, exhausting, and fearful. Overall, the pain is reported to be from 5 to 10, and ADLs are affected to the tune of 7. The modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, driving, and is improved by medications, rest, physical therapy. And so far the patient has had X-ray and MRIs that are reported with this visit. In the past treatment, patient has had physical therapy 3 times per week since July. 30 to 40 visits have been done. He has been to chiropractor 30 to 40 times, and he has a 30% relief. Please review the records for system review. And surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment, and legal and personal histories, and as well as the ADLs and diagnosis from the diagnosis page. Physical examination reviews, this is a ...38-year-old gentleman, African-American male, good build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, height at 6 feet 2 inches, weight is 215 pounds, blood pressure 136 over 92, pulse 66, pulse ox is 100. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without limping or adaptive devices, and he doesn't appear to be overly anxious, lethargic. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor, and dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile independent without using any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam is from the previous visit, including psychiatric, neurological, musculature examination. In the musculoskeletal examination, patient has inspection palpation normal from the template, spine tenderness none, paravertebral muscle spasm none, paravertebral muscle hypertonicity none. Range of the cervical spine is normal at forward flexion 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 15. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. In the cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative, Sperling sign is positive, restriction test is positive, Soto Hall test is positive. Lerman test was positive. For a 6 spine, Slum test negative, and Roos test negative. In the lumbar spine, straight legalism test was positive at 35 degrees, and CLR is positive. Dorzhinsky Kernick test and Kemp test are negative. Dorzhinsky sign is negative. SI joints, there is no tenderness of the SI joint, and table test is negative, and consonant test is negative. Once again, diagnosis on the diagnosis page, plan of care is from the template, treatment plan is as follows. A drug screen has been obtained for the patient. And physical therapy is on hold as we are looking for visit record and a PT evaluation for him that has not come along with the records. Back brace was ordered, tense unit was ordered, and neck brace was ordered as patient report that he never received those before. Medications are not provided as we are still compiling all the data together. The records at the time of dictation were available and they are visit to Dr. Vora Khara, V-O-R-A-K-K-A-R-A. An MRI of the brain is available and that shows bilateral, anterior, right, posterior, cingulate gyrus, right primary motor cortex, left anterior frontal gyrus, and bilateral lateral orbital frontal gyrus being involved. Right shoulder. MRI shows here an attenuation of the superior glenoid labrum, 10 to 2 o'clock, bicep tenosynovitis, mild glenohumeral joint effusion, AC joint arthropathy, subdeltoid bursitis. Right knee MRI shows grade 2B signal in posterior horn or medial and lateral meniscus, consistent with the intersubstant degeneration without tear. Focal grade 4, grade 3 chondromalacia change involving medial trochlear passage joint. In the lumbar region, a patient has a bulging disc at L4, L5, and herniated disc at L5, S1. Thoracic spine MRI is completely normal. In the cervical MRI, there is a bulging disc of C3, C4, C4, 5, T5, 6 without any significant central canal nearest stenosis. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Exercise at the gym, yes. Refer to psychiatry, yes. Interventional pain procedures are awaited, and the patient will be advised about possible procedures, say like an intra-articular injection of the knee joint. Right knee, and intra-articular injection of the right shoulder, and possible deltoid bursitis injection, AC joint arthropathy. In addition, LESI times 4. Surgical options, neuropsych, attendant care, caseworker, none. Past medical records have been reviewed and recorded released. In investigation, we have not ordered any new investigation. DMEs are ordered as we discussed. Education, yes, follow visit in 7 days. Thank you.